So I think here in this area of Berkeley and San Francisco, I don't have to probably substantiate that we're overusing our resources and we're experiencing climate change. But just to say that we as Americans are contributing to the overuse of resources, whether we want to or not at this point. And right now, we're already, as a global population, using over 1.5 of the amount of resources that the Earth produces each year, because we're using resources that took more than a year to be created, right? So we're already using that much as a global community. And as Americans, people have calculated that if everybody, all the humans on the planet, were using as many resources as Americans do, that we would need 4 Earths every year to sustain us. And some countries are even worse, unfortunately. We're not number one. Oh, wait. But so we're using way more resources than are being produced. So we're going to have to deal with that at some point. And at the same time as we're using, as our ecological footprint is going up and we're using more resources, the biocapacity of the planet is going down, because, like, if you think about fishing and how if we fish all the big fish and then there are no fish left to reproduce, then there's going to be fewer and fewer fish, right? So the things like that are happening all over different ecosystems, and the biocapacity is going down. As we use up more and more fossil fuels, the return on energy invested in getting those fossil fuels out of where they are compared to how much we can, you know, how much usefulness they give us when we use them, is going down, because we've gotten all of the easy ones. So the biocapacity in all various sectors is going down as our use of resources is going up. Add to that that this is not just an issue across the board that impacts all of us the same way, but particularly people of color in the United States end up feeling the brunt of environmental concerns more than white folks do in the United States. And then if you take that out globally, people in the global south and in developing nations bear the brunt of environmental concerns more than people in the first world or the developed world. So this is a justice issue, because, you know, folks don't want to have environmentally polluting things in their backyard, so they send it someplace else to a community that doesn't have as much political power, economic power, or, you know, that needs the development dollars if they're in another country or that sort of thing. So this is something that that a lot of us who are privileged to live in Berkeley, perhaps, or to be Americans, for sure, we need to recognize that this is not just something that that we can say, oh yeah, all of us are experiencing this together, but some of us are experiencing environmental concerns more than others already, and something that we need to be aware of, and brings it together particularly with our history of standing for social justice causes as Quakers.